All right, Sarah, tell me first off, let's start with your new book that you've got out. What's the title of it? And go into some detail about it.
Sure. The title of my book is The Known Citizen. It's a history of privacy in modern America. And it's really about 100 plus, 120, 130 years of debates that Americans have been having about privacy since the late 19th century all the way up to the present. And the book is an attempt, I guess, to give a background and a backdrop and also to help explain why privacy has become such an important public issue for Americans. And it's not just because privacy is going away, I argue. It's because we live in a society that both thrives on and requires that we are known by the society in a variety of ways. And that has again and again sparked debate. Over what the others should know about us, what the state should be able to track, what we are trading away by giving away information about our private lives.
So if we think we're worried about our privacy, we're in good company because this isn't really new, is what you're saying. It goes all the way back to our ancestors.
That's right. It's not new, and that's not to say that the debates haven't changed or intensified in really important ways, but it would do us a disservice, I think, not to understand that our privacy debates are rooted in a really big political and social dilemma, which is, we get certain things by being known to the broader society, whether it's about public safety or public health, whether it's about convenience or entertainment or sociability. We get a lot by being visible, by being tracked. And those processes have developed in a way that have not had a lot of public debate or a kind of political focus on. And so we find ourselves in 2018 feeling like we've traded away all kinds of things unwittingly, when in fact this has been a really long process and a kind of accumulation of smaller decisions over time that we're now perhaps just taking stock of.
And I guess we could say this is more important now than ever with the midterm elections upon us.
Yes, I think so. With the long view, I feel comfortable saying, privacy has never maybe been more on the minds of Americans these days. I mean, given cyber interference, Cambridge Analytica, and Facebook, Equifax, all kinds of breaches being reported, it seems, by the week or the day. So these issues have really come to a head in this moment, and they are appropriately, right, being debated in the political sphere. I think one thing that the long view reveals is that we haven't always paid enough attention, really, to privacy, and we haven't paid enough attention to what we are giving away in the name of security or convenience or entertainment.
Well, I think a lot of people are paying attention to privacy these days. What can people do to protect themselves?
Well, that's a good question. It's tough. I mean, I think some people feel that we've opened Pandora's box or the genie's out of the bottle or whatever metaphor or imagery you want to use, that we live in a moment where we're sort of at a historical intersection, I think, of two things. One is the fact that we live with a bunch of platforms and a culture that encourages people to share a lot of information about themselves. On the other hand, we have a whole bunch of parties, state but also commercial, that have a deep interest in the profits to come from mining and matching and sorting and acting upon that information. So they're kind of two separate developments that have come together. And, you can find lots of self-help books out there that tell you to protect your information, never give your address or your birth date, of course, not to let loose your social security number and so forth. But in many ways, I'm sorry to say, a little bit too late for that. I think what we need to do is something that's not just individual self-protection, but is kind of political, social reckoning with the fact that we need to regulate in some manner. It's going to be difficult. Who gets to see and use our information? How long they get to keep it? And to really have a political discussion about that, and a legal discussion about that is not simply about people just protecting their information from the eyes of others.